Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So now we're on for the end of the last chapter. Chapter 40. Then now from Jiva Dharma, chapter 29. Rajanath, who are examples of Adikrita Dasa? Goswami. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, the Devas and Devis are Adikrita Dasas and Dasis. Having earned the qualification for positions of authority, in the administration of the material cosmos, they serve the Supreme Lord in that capacity. Vrajanath, who are examples of Ashrita Dasa? Goswami, the Ashrita Dasa are of three kinds. Sharanagata, surrendered, Jnani, enlightened, and Sevanishta, fixed in service. Kali and Nag and the kings who were imprisoned by Jarasandha are examples of Sharanagata Dasa. The rishis headed by Shonaka discard their aspiration for mukti and took devotional shelter of the Supreme Lord, Sri Hari. Thus they are jnana nishta dasa, enlightened servitors. Attached and dedicated from the very beginning to Bhagavad Bhajana, Chanda Dvaja, Harihara, Abhagulasva, Ikshvaku, and Pundarika are seva nishta dasa, servitors absorbed in service. Vrajana, who are examples of Parishada dasa? Goswami, Uddhava, Daruka, Satyaki, Shutadeva, Shutajit, Nanda, Upa, Nanda, Upananda, Bhadra, etc. are Parishada Dasa. I think this Nanda was in Dwarka.
Who?
This Nanda is in Dwarka, it's not Nanda Baba.
Upananda also?
That I'm not sure, it may be. But that was stated before, I think, by Jiva. Although they often offer their service and counsel, they also render other appropriate services according to time and circumstance. Bhishma, Parikshit Maharaj, and Vidura are also Parishada Dasa. Uddhava is the best among all the beloved Parishada Dasa of Krishna. Vrajanath, who are examples of Anugata Dasa? Goswami, those servants whose heart are always immersed in affectionate service to Krishna are Anugata Dasa. They are two categories, those who reside in Vrajadam and those who reside in Dwarkapuri. In Vrajadam, Raktaka is their leader, and there are Patuka, Patri, Madhukanta, Madhuvrata, Rasala, Suvilasa, Premakanta, Marandaka, Ananda, Chandrahasa, Payoda, Bakula, Rasada, and Sharada. In Dwarkapuri, there are Suchandana, Mandana, Stamba, and Sutamba. Srila Rupa Goswami explained that there are three types of Parishada Dasa. Durya, topmost direct servant. Dira, steadfast servant, sheltered by Krishna's beloveds, such as Satyabhama. And Vira, sheltered servants, thus proudly unconcerned about others. Ashrita Dasa are also three types. Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated, Siddha having attained perfection, and Sadhaka, a practitioner aspiring for perfection. Vrajanath, what are the Udipana in Dasya Rasa? Goswami, the sweet sound of the flute, the sound of the Sringi horn, Krishna's smiling glance, hearing of Krishna's wonderful qualities, the lotus flower, the impressions of Krishna's lotus feet, fresh dark blue rain clouds, and Krishna's enchanting bodily fragrance are dasya, rasa, udipana. Rajana. Like, as though these are all, means they're either directly Krishna or they're a mind one of Krishna. Vajana, what are the anubhavas in this rasa? Goswami. To apply oneself fully to one's designated duties, to carry out Krishna's orders, the abandonment of anger and envy to serve the Lord, the fostering of warm camaraderie with Krishna's servitors, to be faithful, steady, and dedicated in the service of Krishna, are the specific anubhavas of dasya rasa. So anubhava is what you just do naturally afterwards. The udipana is there than what you naturally do. Like that. Because remember, in this, there's the intelligence is still being applied. Like that. The sattvika not, but in the other. So here is that. Then when they get that, they want to do some duties, they want to carry out orders, they want to, they give up envy and they want to serve the Lord. Anything that's bothering them, just give it up to serve the Lord. Like that. The Udbashvaras, external symptoms of ecstasy in this rasa, and common to the other rasas, including dancing, feelings of respect and affection for Krishna's servitors, and indifference to everything outside the sphere of Krishna's service. Right, so you see, very, very nice, very, I say, clean, you know, calmed out of dancing, the respect, the affection, indifference, you know, to the servitors, indifference to everything that's not connected to Krishna. Rajanav, what are the sattvika vikaras present in the different kinds of prita rasa? Goswami, all the sattvika bhavas beginning with stambha are present in this rasa. Rajanav, what are the vyavichari bhavas of this rasa? Goswami, harsha, smiling, garba, pride, priti, patience, nirveda, remorse, vishara, dejection, dainya, humility, chinta, anxiety, smriti, remembering, shanka, doubt, mati, understanding, outsukya, eagerness, chapalya, restlessness, vitarka, argumentation, avega, trepidation, hri, shame, hrida, bashful. So hri is another name for nila?
Yeah, it is. Bija matra.
No, but I mean, things also is that you have shri, you have bu, and nila, so then Pri is also coming from there because it says that shame or shyness, because she's always like staying out of the way. Rida, bashfulness, jarya, inertia, moha, a delusion, unmara, madness, avahita, hiding emotions, bodha, preceptiveness, swapna, sleep, supti, state of dreaming, klama, fatigue, glani, a feeling that one is in a faulty position, vyadi, sickness, mriti, yearning for death, are the vyavichari bhavas in this rasa. Mada, inebriety, shrama, fatigue, prasha, fear, apasmriti, absent-mindedness, alasya, indolence, augurya, volatility, krodha, anger, asuya, jealousy, and fault-finding, and nidra, sleepiness, are very uncommon in prita rasa. Right, so these particular vyabhicharas are there, and these other ones are very uncommon. You might see them, there's some situation, depending on who you're with and what happens, they might come up, but otherwise they're rare. When seeing Krishna, harsha, humor, garba, pride, and driti, forbearance, are expressed, and in separation from Krishna, glani, a feeling that one is in a faulty position, vyadi, disease, and mritu, death, are experienced. The other 18 bhavas, beginning with self disparagement, are exhibited in union as well as in separation from Krishna. So these ones then when meeting specifically these three are there, in separation specifically those three, then the other 18 may be in either. Vrajana, kindly elucidate the sthai bhava of priti rasa. Prasvami, deep feelings of awe and respect for Krishna, the master, simultaneously produce tremors in the heart and profound affection for him. When these two unite, priti, strong attachment, it becomes the sthayi bhava in this rasa. In shanta rasa, rati, attachment alone, is the sthayi bhava. Whereas in Pita Rasa, mamata, deep affectionate possessive attachment, strengthens rati to form priti, which then becomes the sthayi bhava, the smell. Right, so you don't have the possessiveness. The other one, this one has that respect in that and a possessiveness. While in the shanta, there's only the respect. Priti mixed with sambrama, great respect, is sambrama priti, which is gradually refined into prema, love, sneha, affection and love, and rag, deeply rooted love. As soon as sambrama priti sheds the mood of awe and reverence, it crystallizes into prema. As prema further concentrates and causes the heart to melt, it is known as sneha. And sneha, the devotee cannot bear to be separated from Krishna, even for a moment. When the devotee reaches that stage of sneha, where sorrow and grief are felt as happiness, that the stage of raga is achieved. In raga, separation from Krishna evokes the wish to leave one's body. So that's where the mita will come in. There's the desire, it's just so bad you wish to leave. They don't, they're just completely absorbed. So it's a vyavichari bhava, so it'll add to the rasa. The learned pundits of Bhakti-tattva state that in Shakya-rasa, union with Krishna is called yoga, and separation from Krishna is called ayoga. Adikrita, we missed that. Okay. The Adikrita-dasa and Ashrita-dasa can only reach up to the stage of prema. The Parishada-dasa is able to achieve sneha. The Vrajanuga Dasa, Krishna's servitors in Vrajamud, like Parikshit Maharaj, in the Vrajamud, like Parikshit Maharaj, Daruka and Uddhava, are capable of attaining Raga. In tandem with the blossoming of Raga, the first flush of Shakya Rasa is also felt. Right, so that Raga will put them on the edge of where you'll start to feel that aspect of there. That's why I think it says that sometimes these others, they have that mix. It's not that it's main there, because the main thing is there, but just when the ecstasy goes up to that point, it borders on the level of friendship. So it'll take on that flavor, because you can only work in one rasa at a time. You can't work in multiple, but there may be flavors of the other within it. So it's just a matter of how much they come up and in what situations and all that. You know, it's just like the cowherd boys may be there. You know, they're all cowherd boys. But then, if something is there, dangerous, then those that have that touch of that kind of senior, then it has then it borders on the edge of Vatsalya. So then they want to take care of Krishna, protect Krishna. Does that make sense? Ayoga is divided into two types, utkantita, anxious yearning, and viyoga, separation. Yoga is of three kinds, siddhi, perfect, tushti, satisfying, and sthiti, stable. When one suddenly sees Krishna in the state of utkantita, anxious yearning caused by separation, then siddhi yoga takes place. So that moment, that siddhi, that perfection that has a particular taste to it. Meeting Krishna after a period of viyoga, separation is called tushti yoga, deeply satisfying. Living together with Krishna is known as sthiti yoga. So when you haven't seen, but you want to see, then when you see that moment, that's perfection, because now you've come to siddhi. Right? So that's where sloop siddhi will be. Also, that point, because now then you're part of that. Then now the separation of the viyoga, not utkantita. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah. And then when you meet after some time, then that'll be tushti, means the satisfaction. Those who are always then generally with Krishna, then that will be the sthiti. They're always fixed in that yoga. Yeah. Vrajanath, Gurudev, we have understood some Brahmapriti, service and awe and veneration. Now kindly explain Gauravapriti, service and respectful affection. Right, so both of them have, the one's the awe and veneration, but the one has the respectful. So respect is always there. But it's just a matter of Goswami. Those dasas who feel the pride of Lalya, Abhiman, being personally maintained and nourished by Krishna, are said to have Gauravapriti. However, Priti only progresses to Gaurava when further nourished by suitable samagri, such as Vibhava, Anubhava, etc. The samagri means ingredients. The Supreme Lord Sri Hari and his Lalya Dasa, wards and dependent servitors, are the Alambana of Gaurava Priti. The Vishaya Rupa Alambana, supporting object of Gaurava Priti, is Krishna, as Mahaguru, the great guru, Mahakriti, the possessor of great fame, Mahabhuti, the possessor of great intelligence, Mahabala, the possessor of great power and influence, Raksha, the infallible protector, and Krishna, the perfect maintainer. There are two varieties of Lalya Dasa, Kanishka, juniors, Putra, sons, Sharana, Kanishka, that's juniors. Oh, okay, juniors and putra, sons. Okay, so that's the two kinds, Kanishka and Putra. Sharana, Gada, and Subhadana are proud of being Kanishka Das, whereas Pujumna, Chaturdeshna, and Samba are proud of being Krishna's Putra Das. So there's some pride that goes with it. But it's pride connected with Krishna. It's not about themselves, it's that connection to Krishna.
So the Kanishka means younger siblings.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yeah, so Sharanagara and Subhadra. So Subhadra is the sister, Sharanagara. They'll be, I think, from other wives of Vasudeva. So, stepbrothers and sisters.
Sharana is from Rohini, but Gada I don't know.
Oh, okay. Krishna's Vatsalya Bhava, protective affection, consisting of smiling, merciful affection, so on, act as the udipana of this rasa. Right, so he's experienced that. They're the ones tasting the vatsalya. The parents are that tasting the vatsalya. The child has done this particular priti. Right, the Gaurava priti.
Yeah.
Like that. Right, that combination you call the interactions around the parental. Yes.
Sometimes we see that devotees try to develop this kind of relationship with the spiritual master. It would be proper, like kind of a Gauravapriti, being he's the father,
It can, but then the difficulty comes up is that then, you have the aspect here of, Mahaguru, the great guru, Mahakirti, the possessor of fame, Mahabhuti, the possessor of great intelligence, Mahabala, possessor of great power and influence, Raksha, the infallible protector, and Krishna's perfect maintainer. The difficulty comes is that the great guru, that'll be a spiritual thing, the great possessor of fame, that'll be spiritual, Mahabhuti, the possessor of great intelligence, that'll be spiritual, Mahabala, the possessor of great power and influence, then it'll have that spiritual, but then now it's where it'll start to switch Raksha, the infallible protector, then if we're seeing it on the material platform and the perfect maintainer material platform, that's where it falls apart. Because you have those that they may see and they may be more intimate, but then they expect them to deal just like the biological father. Mm-hmm. So that's where it falls apart. Because that you can't do. So you see, you've also seen just many because of how they would deal like that. Gurus pull back. Stop initiating. They can't deal with that because they're dealing with it. That's siksha disciples never do that. But diksha disciples have a tendency they can't do that. So you always have to see is that you can't expect the material to be taken care of by them. I mean, physically taken care of. You know, just they make the arrangements. That's what I'm saying. That they appoint a possessor of great power and influence. You expect them to use their power and influence to protect you and maintain you. Mm-hmm. So that becomes a problem. It may be that you're traveling with them and that, and you know, so then you're taking care of that. But that would be more you're like an anuga or a parisha, right. That aspect. Yeah. You know, so you're taken care of, but it's not that the parental aspect is a necessity. So when someone expects that, like I saw, remember someone was making the point. They came to the school, and they have their, you know, because they were doing some service. They're doing some service, but they expected that. Therefore, they will be dealt with and taken care of in a specific way. Right, so the authority was busy doing something with the kids, and then they smiled at something, and so it's kind of like everything's got to stop because they smiled, and now the interaction has to be about them. It's all about them at the center. You know, the kids, all the going, what's going on, that doesn't matter because I smiled, and the person made a very strong case about that. No, I can't. It's their duty. They must present. Maybe it was a whole thing. It was like they ended up not doing any more service, but like that. But you know, you just sometimes people have this idea of what they should get out of it, and they demand it. If you don't give it, then you're wrong. You're bad. They make trouble. So you have to be very, very careful. You know, it's just like, I remember when seeing one servant of a sannyasi, you know, he's younger, and he'd make this whole thing, you know, he's like, just taken care of, and something was coming up, they were driving to Calcutta for something like that, and how the arrangements of what was going to happen, they didn't like, so, you know, the car, you know, they're full speed going, that, they tried to, you know, they just get all emotional, and I'm not there, and tried to get out of the car, and the sannyasi has to pull him out of the car, do this whole emotional trip, you know, like that, so this kind of stuff has zero value. It's just a disturbance. But it may be that thing of having that kind of closeness and intimacy, but that's what you see the Parishads and the Anubis have. Mm-hmm. You know, so it would be more there. The Gaurav, you know, you might have a rare case of that, but you just have to see that it's balanced properly. You know, because any of these, you see them in a senior position, they may be like a father figure, but as long as you don't have that... That expectation that as the biological father will take care of everything, they will all your material problems, they'll take care, then that's where the problem starts. But they see them like that, and they, you know, that mood, and does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you have to balance it. You have to just see that it, because you see here in the Gaurav Priti, all this is spiritual. There is no material consideration. Yes?
I know many devotees in China, when they write to their guru, my dear father,
But that's all right, because he is the spiritual father. Yeah. And so as long as they keep everything on the spiritual platform, but in other words, they're going to go out and do their work and buy their own rice. You know.
And one time Solan Mataji said, I need to see the guru. I need to speak. It's very serious. My daughter Raymond, she said, I am not convinced that you and I in the spiritual world are in Matsuri Ras.
I am or I'm not?
No. I am convinced that both you and I, in the spiritual world, we are in Vatsanya Ras.
I see.
And the Guru said, leave the country.
He was being kind. He would have said, leave the planet. You know, they probably didn't have the particular yoga cities.
Really? Wow. Well, it's better than Madhurja.
Yeah, that also. That
I mean, in Russia, ladies put dot on the guru.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You mean on the picture?
No, they put dot on themselves, meditating on the guru in the spiritual world.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's why. So that's why you have to be very careful with these things, because we're always servant. We're always servant. That's the thing. And in the spiritual world, we have the aspect of friendship.
See, you've mentioned that the difference between Shiksha and Diksha relationship, although it's the same, but we see it's different.
Yeah, practically applied, it's different.
Is it because of in Diksha somehow we project a sense of possession?
Yes, and I would say so.
Okay.
In Shiksha we're a little more careful. There might be the aspect of possession by some, but you'll see is how the dealings of it still are more balanced generally. Like that, just because we don't have that. That's the whole point of for the conditioned living entity, then the Bhagavad initiation won't work for them. You have to be liberated. It means factually liberated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just you're a devotee, so you're on the liberated platform. You have to have the realization of infinite function on that platform. Then, just by hearing the instruction, like the Goswami's heard from Lord Chaitanya, then they're fully initiated, they're bona fide sampradayic disciples. Because you don't make that distinction. You know, the siksha is the main thing. But when the condition, you need that religious element, that ritual and all that. Therefore, the diksha aspect is formalized on the Pancharatrik platform. So on the Bhagavad platform, it's not. It's not ritualized, it's just you've heard. And you may hear from others, and they'd be siksha guru, but it's just, you know, where the heart is gone. That's the main, and then the others will all be supportive of that. You know, it's just like you see the Goswamis, but then Sri Damodara and Nirai, so many others are, you know, Sikhs, Aparamana, Bharati. Brahmananda Bharati.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got two devotees there mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Parvananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. Yeah. How do you tell the difference? One's wearing the deer skin, the other one's not. So they'll all be, but they'll be just siksha gurus, not diksha guru. Even though the siksha process is just by. Like that. But here, if you don't have that, you won't get that. But then the difficulty comes without the training, then, you know, it takes the ghost. Because generally speaking, the father position is already there. Right? You already have. And so then this is then spiritual father. You know, like in the introduction to, I think it's the Gita, Prabhupada talks about his father, and then that's solidified with the spiritual father, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. But then if you have positions where they don't really have fathers and stuff, or not as strong, things like that, then, you know, because it is nice, they just kind of fall into that position. You know. And so as long as they maintain the formality, it'll work. But as soon as they start to think they're going to use their power, influence to externally protect them and maintain them, that's where the problem comes in. You know, so we see as the ashritas, even though they're around and doing their service, they don't see that, they don't have that pride of maintenance. But the problem is the gaurav piti, then there's that pride.
Mm.
And so that's what gets in the way, is that pride. So with Krishna, then that works, but with here it won't work so good.
Mm.
You know, your own parents, yes, but with the guru, I wouldn't recommend it. Because I've just seen it generally creates a bit of a disturbance. You know, it'd be a very rare case.
Yeah.
Something more on that? Or?
Yeah, because we've seen that some gurus in the beginning, then they extend that energy.
Yeah.
Like actually they say, I'm like your father and this and that. But then seeing it's overwhelming, they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
People just fry out.
Yeah, yeah. No, so that's why you have to keep it balanced then. You know, it's just something Prabhupada's here. You see as a father and that, and somebody had a close relationship.
Grandfather.
But he wouldn't get involved, you know, on those levels. Sometimes he'd get something for them or here and there. But it wasn't that they could just go to him because this guy said this and that guy took my banana.
Like he gave $20 to Shivakirti when his son was born. He gave $20 for your son.
Okay, yeah.
He gave them saris.
Yeah, he'd give the girls when they come back from India to always bring saris for the girls. You know. So you can do, but the point is how much is there doing in its natural relationship, that's where it is. You don't expect or demand. Mm. When you expect more, that's the problem. It's not that, because it is spiritual father, so it is there. But in the spiritual world, it'll be that of friendship. So it's not, it doesn't.
It becomes, when there are expectations, it becomes dangerous.
That's where it is, when there's expectations. But that they see in the fatherly position, because he is the spiritual father. So it's not a problem. You know, so I think probably there's one place where he's talking about the spiritual master is the father, the Veda is the mother.
Yeah.
Like
that's
that.
In the purple.
Yeah. So that is there, but there can't be that aspect of pride of the Gaura Vipriti. You know, that can't be there. And that expectation that I'm going to be taken care of and everything like this on the material level. Or even we'll convert, okay, no, but I only expect spiritual, that we demand that when I want to talk, we dad, he put in the time and this and that. And
it's interesting, for example, the case of Sanatana Goswami, who had that reputation to be, you know, go and settle disputes between households,
yeah.
And how is your kid doing at school?
Yeah, but they wouldn't cross the line. That's the point. Is the guru may take it how far it works and that and the consistency. But as Prabhu was pointing out, that if it, you know, if one's not so experienced, one might put more. Like you see, sometimes when they only have, you know, 15-20 disciples, then that kind of may be the mood. But as it starts to get up bigger than that, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So then they pull back. Some people get very disappointed.
You don't love me anymore.
Yeah.
It's change.
Yeah. As I understand, it's like there are two aspects when we deal with the superior person. One is affection, another is his authority over us.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, for every position, like as a father, as a spiritual master, as like temple president or as any other authority, that balance, I mean, that ratio changes.
Yes.
So, like, where, what is the deciding point that where we
see
that
there must be the element of because even in here, the Gaura Vipriti, because that's where the question started, but it's still reverential devotion. But a lot of times in this thing, it's not so reverential. That aspect is lost, so that's why it doesn't work, because there's certain expectations that just doesn't work properly. It's funny, even though it's, what do you call it? It's supposed to be that something soft is more comfortable, but it actually is harder to sit on. You know, because like downstairs, I can just sit properly for the whole time. Because it's soft, because you sit properly. So here, you kind of sink in and, you know, go in different directions. So the point is whatever it is that it's extended, because we're taking parental, it's what they're extended, you can't expect or demand. And so then you maintain your position, and then whatever, however they deal with you, that's what you reciprocate with. Don't expect more. You know, and you also have to be aware of, you know, what situations they're in. So maybe it's an informal situation, they're more informal, but an informal situation be very formal. Like I always remember, yeah, see the biggest difference in this, like with Sahotra Marsh. When it's informal, he's just one of the boys. But if it's a formal situation, you know, it's like dad, he's a program, dad, he is so formal. Right? You know.
Govinda Maharaj also is like that.
Yeah.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah. So it's like that. So you have to be able to adjust with that. But some people expect it'll be like that all the time. Whatever they like, then it's because it's about them. They have a taste, and it is a spiritual relationship. But the point is it has that element of liberation. Of I'm an associate, or I'm in the same place. But you see the aspect, at least in the Braj, the Anugas, that they're in the same place, they're doing the service, but they're not. It's not about liberation. It's not about what they're gaining from it. But here in this case, it has that aspect of liberation that, you know, I'm getting this from, I want to be these, I want to be that, I want the taste of that. It's not as much, it means you're gaining that from the person, and that's a value. But there's a little bit more emphasis on oneself. So one has to be very careful of that to keep it balanced. So it actually keeps the servitor element. Because otherwise the possession takes too much, and then it becomes an equal, and then you do whatever you want. And, you know, then it takes on the friendship, but that's for the spiritual world, not here.
So the quality mentioned is the life's desire is to maintain the same desires as Krishna. And then I like the same principle is echoed with spiritual master.
Yes, yes. Because then that's the meaning of friendship in the nine processes. Is you know their mood, you're trying to attain that also. Doesn't mean friendship, you know, it's like, you know, buddy buddy, whack each other on the back. Because the friend means you're working for what they want. So that's the whole thing. Friend means I'm trying to please you. But this thing whereas we're friends because you please me, then that's a very, it's not so developed. You know, that's the, you know, it's like the, yeah, you know, it's like the queen bee, you know. She has her associates only because they make her happy, and when they don't, then she kicks them out.
Oh, yeah. I saw the cartoon.
Okay. Yeah, but also like that, and also in the extended, the same principle goes, like, you know, like in the, what do you call it? In ballet, you have the prima donna.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about them. And if you're nice to them, then you're a great person. If you're not, then hey, forget it. Or, you know, you see it in high school, you know, the main girl, you know, the,
yeah, right.
What do you call it? The girl that, how do you call it? Yeah, the girl that's the head of the 5% of the girls that 95% of the boys are interested in. You know, so it's the same principle, but the relationship's about them and how you please them. So you're just basically like paraphernalia that, you know, you can talk to. You know, so.
To understand that we are properly aligned in a relationship is valued by how you serve.
Yes. So you do that service. Like you see, it's just like, let's say, you know, going back into archaic times, you know, then, someone was just one of the devotees in the temple or yatra or like this. And, you know, so you're a valued member, but, you know, there's not necessarily any particular attention. Let's say that one is really focused on service, doing some nice service, improving the service, and it's, you know, it's something you can see, you know, appreciate. Then one might get some more attention. But that more attention doesn't mean that now the service goes down. It's because you're doing the service, that's why then you're taken as more serious. You could be involved in more, you know, they might ask you some questions on, in, to do with, you know, the management or some plan or program because you're so absorbed in it and doing so much there. But it's not because now, okay, it's that you're doing that service, that's then the relationship's based on that. And as long as you can maintain that, then it works. But if you sit back and that done immediately, then you would not be in that number anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, well, nowadays everyone's got to be fabulous, you know, all the time, whether they do anything or not. Because if they're not, then, you know, it's circumstance and what can they do? You know, they want to do, but they can't. And, you know, because when they're 3 years old, they're mother ate too many pretzels or something. Got screwed up. Stuff, you know, still. The burden of it and all that. No? You have something?
Answer.
Okay. Okay, some of the Anubhavas manifested by the Lalya Das immersed in Gaurava Priti are sitting at a lower level in the presence of Krishna, right? Following in the footsteps of their guru, Krishna, discarding independent and whimsical ways, and so on, right? So we see is that what we were discussing before is that these particular Anubhavas aren't being manifest. When we're saying when there's a problem, when they see his parent and like that, but they're not sitting at a lower level, they're not following the footsteps, they're discarding independent whimsical ways. You like that? So that makes sense. Yeah. You know, because they may say, no, but I've given up everything. But the thing is that the mood that the spiritual master has towards his spiritual master? Is that how he's dealing? On that kind of, you know, overly sentimental? You know, sentiment is fine, but you just have to know how to express it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like in cooking. Salt's fine, but you have to know how to use it. You put too much, it's a problem.
Well, it's an issue. The salt is wet during the monsoon.
Yes, it is. It is.
At this lump, you think you put little, it's actually too much.
Yes.
That's why traditionally we always used to use rock salt.
Or you could get yourself one of those machines and just grind it on the spot.
Yeah. Even if you grind it ahead of time.
No. Just grind it right at the spot. You just have the thing there and grind it straight. You know? So you have to wear it. But if it's a small amount, it's okay. If you're cooking for 300 people, no. No, that doesn't matter. You just main thing is make sure you take the plastic off before you toss it in. You know, eat it. No salt. What do you mean? I put in a full packet. You know, and so it's got, but you didn't open the packet. I thought it would melt when it got in the heat. You know? It's Indian blasted. Not Indian plastic, meaning it's a stronger plastic. It means it doesn't work the way you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the bags. You get a bag of something. In the West, it'll be sealed, it'll never open, and then when you try to open it, it'll click comfortably open. In India, it either won't stay shut or you can't get it open.
So, the second one is much more prominent.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, you're pulling on it until it, you know, explodes all over the room and like that. Yes, that's it. Okay. The Santri Bhavas and Vyabhichari Bhavas are as before and in some Brahma Priti. So other than these particular ones that are there following the footsteps, discarding individual whimsical ways, sitting at a lower level, those are, you could say, the outstanding. Otherwise, all the others are the same. So the Sambrahma Priti, you've said that, that's will be the basis of all of these, how that will work, and then you'll see that will go through. Vrajanath, what is the meaning of the word Gaurava? First one, a parental filial relationship wherein Krishna is considered the father, superior, or guru, based on one's family or close affinity with Krishna, is the understanding of Gaurava. Gaurava Priti is the intense and affectionate absorption of Krishna, seeing him as one's protector and maintainer, which is therefore the Stai Bhava of this rasa. So protector and maintainer, as in the spiritual platform, you know, that he maintains your spiritual life, he protects your spiritual life. You take shelter of the instruction, if you follow that, then you'll be protected, you'll be maintained. That's fine. So, in other words, this aspect here, because you see his father, superior, guru, he can work on all these levels. But it's just that you have to, it has to be complete, the rasa. Otherwise, it ends up as rasa bas. That's the problem, you know, which we'll get into, you know, in the northern side of the ocean, in the fourth section.
Yeah, it's all.
Yes. Okay. So that.
Aspect of dasya rasa you just described is found in Vaikuntha and Dwarka, not in Raj.
The Gaurava Priti? No. Yeah, no. It has to be where there's a parental aspect. So that's why you always see the or always mention a connection with Dwarka. Because in Ayodhya also he doesn't have any children. Oh no, yes, he's Lava Kush. It'd be like that. Sorry? Lakshman. Yeah, younger brothers, sisters, like that. Yeah, there's Lakshman and Bharat and Shatrughna. So you'll see it, but it'll all be on that aspect. That above Vaikuntha, below Vrindavan. you see, because he doesn't have a parental relationship with anybody. In the, you know, means that he's acting as a parent for. Mm. Yes.
But maybe with the Kanishta juniors, like his cousins and others.
Yeah, might be. But you still, it won't have that awe and everything like that, but it might have some elements. You also have the cowherd boys who are younger, and there might be a touch of that kind of flavor. But they're always serving and all that. You see, as soon as Krishna's tired, lay down, they're immediately becoming massaging his legs, and fanning, getting things to eat, and, you know, so they're all doing that kind of nice service. So that's the problem, is that when it comes to the point where it's not service, where you pull it where you're the center of attention, that's then when it becomes a problem. So, you know, just because in modern kind of people aren't so trained in relationships and rasa, so they tend to mix things up. But the problem is because of the modern context where you feel like that is you are right, then it becomes a problem, because then it's taken as, no, he feels like he's standing.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're being in the third section, then we're going to the third wave, so it's Prayo Bhakti Rasa, so it has two chapters, 41, Fraternal Devotion, 42, Fraternal Loving Affairs. Okay. So put bigger rings. This doesn't work.
Local guy. It's not from Calcutta.
Yeah, we have to tell him put it a bit bigger. Because probably by putting the smaller one, he saves, you know, like 6 centimeters of that. And, you know, that over 100 years, he's going to make 12 rupees. And he feels really good about it, you know. So. Yes. Okay. Beginning of the third wave of the Western section, entitled Prayo Bhakti Rasa, Chapter 41, Fraternal Devotion. Okay. So this is an outline of this is what's just outlined here in just this chapter, or both?
I think for both.
Both, yeah. Because that's right. So you should put the chapter 41 down here, where it says just above the 331.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you have the beginning of the third wave, like that. Then you have the outline, and then put chapter 41, Fraternal Devotion, on the bottom of page 40. Get that. Outline of Sakya Ras. 1. Definition. 2. Alambana. So the Vishaya is Krishna. So Vraja, two-handed, and other places, four-handed. B. Ashraya. Vayasya, his friends. So one, you have city friends. The ideal is Arjuna, the form, the relationship. Then two, you have the Vraja friends, the form, relationship, and types. So Vraja friends, it seems that, this Vraja friends is just this higher, younger, and all that is specifically in Vraj. With that.
Vayasya means age, actually.
Vayasya.
That means age. So based on the age, then.
Okay. City friends and Vraja friends. So Surit, older than Krishna, so the ideal is Balaram and Mandali Bhadra, so the form and relationship. Then Shaka, younger than Krishna, ideal is Devaprastha, form and relationship. Priya Shaka, same age as Krishna, ideal is Sridhama. And then Priya Narma Shaka, confidential friends, you have Subala and Ujjala. Then stat, then we have, so that's that. So the status, you have the Nityasiddha, Sadhanasiddha, and Surachara, previously Devatas, also Sadhanasiddha. Then Udipana, but, you know, because they're Devatas, even though they're Sadhanas, but it's not, they're Devatas, they're given their own kind of class. You know, like that, you have the group of gopis that came down from the demigods, you know, those who were the sages in Naishanya.
Yeah.
you know. So you have these different groups, so they make a difference, because there'll be a slightly different flavor. Status, okay. Then Udipan, Krishna's age. One is Krishna's age, so Kumara, suitable for Vatsalya. B, Pauganda, ideal for Shakya. Means it's not that you don't have the relationship, but in the Kumara, that's where the Vatsalya is the most prominent, because it's just about the parent of Krishna. And then Pauganda, parents are also there, but then you see the friendship, the friends come up a little bit more. With that. So Adya, beginning, the beginning form, then the middle form, and the end form. And then Kaishora, most attractive for all rasas. So all rasas are there. You're adding in the Madhurya ras, but then everybody, their parents are still attractive, friends and all that. Then, that was age, okay, of the Udipans. So Krishna's age is 1, 2, Krishna's form, 3 is horn, 4 is flute, 5 is conch, and 6 joking actions. And then Anubhavas, then what's common to all friends, then what's specific for the Surits, the Sakas, Priya Shakas, and Priya Narva Shakas. Then the Satvika Bhavas, the Vyavichari Bhavas, there's 30, so 3 of them that aren't applied. Stai Bhava, Sakya, Vishrumba, progressing to Pranaya, Sneha, and Raga. Then Ayoga, Udkantita, and Viyoga, Anubhavas, and Vyavichari Bhavas. Then Yoga, Vyasiddhi, Tushti, and Stiti. Remember, it's the same as in the Sambhava. So, you know, there'll be something, but may give some example, so you see it in the context of the Cowherd Boys, or the friends, or the leftists. But it's still the same principle, it's not a new. There's not new areas. So then now is chapter 41, fraternal devotion. So 3.3.1.
We finished Dasya, right?
Dasya's finished. Because Dasya had the Sambrama and Gaurapriti. And then each had their breakdown of all the different ones within. So now we've finished that. Now we moved on to the friendship rasa.
Friendship, not bhakti.
No, friendship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fraternal is that. That's maternal.
Maternal.
Yeah, so this is fraternal. So friends.
Yeah.
And so then it's giving here. And it mentioned that there were, you know, you have this the city slickers, and then you have the village friends.
City, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So 3.1. When the Stai Bhava Sakya Rasa Rati is nourished by suitable Vibhavas and other elements in the devotee, it is known as Prayo Bhakti Rasa or Sakya Rasa. Right? So when the Rati is there, you have an attraction, but it has to be nourished by the Vibhavas and all these other things that come up. That combination, that's called Rasa. That makes sense. You know, just like you have an interest in something, but then when you, let's say you're interested in a particular item of food, so that's an attraction, but it's not taste. So when you get it, and then, you know, the whole thing of, you know, going over, getting, and then sitting, eating, talking, you know, all the things, putting things on top of it, different chutneys and sauces, that then it brings out the rasa. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But there's an attraction, especially this early in the morning, right? So there's the attraction is the rati. Because of the rati, then one's involvement is there. Then that combination of that involvement, that's rasa. So that's why you see they always mention the one, then the other.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada. When a devotee is permanently situated in devotional service, and by different symptoms of ecstasy, he has developed and matured a fraternal mellow or flavor in relation with the personality of Godhead. His feeling is called fraternal love of Godhead. Right? So that's it. He has developed and matured a fraternal mellow. Right? So the mellow means all these different aspects. So just the attraction is there, that may happen. You know, because that can either happen from the point of liberation, or you can get a flavor of that before. But the point is until you're able to cultivate that, then it's rasa. So in other words, something else. 332. The Lord and his friends of the same age are the alumbanas. And of the same age, it also means they can be a little bit older, a little bit younger. Like that. Because then, you know, with, I think it's with Manu Mensa, I think it's anybody close within 3 years, older, younger, they're considered equals. Like that. Different things are, it's different within, I can't remember. Some groups is 5 years, some is 10. Like that. So in other words, some will be younger, some will be older, but they're all friends. They may be junior friends or senior friends. 333, the Lord. The two-armed and four-armed forms of the Lord are, as previously described in Priti Bhakti Rasa, are the forms of the Lord as Alambana. Right? So still it says two and four-armed forms. 334, the form in Vraja. As the slayer of Agra turns from the cow pens, with his complexion like a delicate blue sapphire, his brilliant white smile like a kunda flower, his cloth yellow like the golden Ketaki flower, forest garland shining on his chest, he steals the minds of us cowherd friends. Srila Prabhupada. The impetus for such fraternal love of Krishna, God, is God himself. When one is liberated and discovers his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, the Lord himself becomes the impetus for increasing fraternal love. The eternal associates of the Lord in Vrindavan has described this as follows. The Lord Hari, whose bodily hue is like the Indra Nila jewel, whose smiling is as beautiful as the Kunda flower, whose silk dress is as yellow as golden autumn foliage, whose chest is beautiful with garlands of flowers, and who is always playing upon his flute, the enemy of Agadima, this enemy of the Agadima is always attracting our hearts by wondering about Vrindavan. 335.
The Udipanas for the rest, I mean, Shanta and Dasya, something related to Lord. But from Sakyaks, the Lord himself.
Okay. Correctly. 335. In other places, so in Braj, it's just been described in other places. Seeing Krishna in a yellow cloth with complexion defeating the effulgence of a beautiful emerald, with Kastuba gem flashing rays of moonlight, holding the club, chakra, lotus, and conch in his four hands, the Pandavas forgot themselves in the sweet experience of bliss.
Yes. It's interesting, just a few sentences ago, it was sapphire, now it's an emerald.
Yeah, so that's what meaning is that it is the blue sapphire is and the emeralds are in the same, at least going to Vedic, they're the same family, but just... You'll make a difference on which probably if you look at Moni or Williams and Indra Nila, they'll say emerald.
Yeah, Marakata also is an emerald.
Yeah.
And I looked up, in rare cases, it has that beautiful blue hue. So it is, and it's not like a sapphire, because sapphire is quite dark. But the blue emerald, it's very bright. It's actually brilliant. So I don't know. I mean, it's a material comparison, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. So the best point is either of these, because also you can use, say, tamal tree.
Yeah.
You know, blue lotus. You know, so they have all the clouds, this fresh monsoon cloud. So they all have that blue color.
Yeah.
So depending on the poetry and what word you want to use. What flavor you want to bring out, you use, you know, because you're dealing in shlokas, you're dealing in poetry.
Yeah. Sometimes they say atasi flower. It's a flex flower.
It's blue.
But it's beautiful blue.
Okay.
Very beautiful. It's a small flower, but it's very.
Okay. So there's your blue. So even in Europe, you can appreciate the blue color.
Most of the times when I heard about sapphire, it's like comparing to like a moon-like face, and emerald is sun-like, glowing.
Okay, so one's the brighter, one's the, okay, depending on whether you're bringing out the moon aspect or the sun aspect. So that could also be here, like you're saying, here in Dwarka, in those places, more the brilliance well, then it brightens more the dark, because the moon is soma, it means it's satisfying. But here is the brilliance, the inspiration. So then it can be taking that also, whether it's more the sun aspect or the moon aspect. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're saying the jewels, you get the two different kind of flavors. One, you get the depth, and one, you get the brightness.
Yeah.
You know, color, same, but one, you get two different approaches.
Yeah.
So that's the point. That's the difference in rasa. There is a difference, so it has to appreciate it. So it's not just anything. No, chato mat tatu pat. Srila Prabhupada, there are similar statements of fraternal love expressed outside the jurisdiction of Vrindavan. When the sons of Pandu, headed by Maharaj Yudhishthira, saw Krishna in his forearm form of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, only his conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower, they completely forgot themselves and became merged in the ocean of nectar and happiness. This shows how the sons of Pandu, King Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva, were all caught up in fraternal love for Krishna. But in that, you'll see, is the way other devotees, some are the senior equals or juniors. Srila Jiva Goswami. These are the words of Dharuka. Krishna had on his chest Kastuba jewel, giving kancha off moon rays, kaudi. Atma sampava means awareness of one's identity. This is a general description of the Pandavas bhakti, because from the description in verse 12 of this chapter, it is understood that Yudhishthira and others also had a vatsala and dasya affection. That is because in the Surit and Shaka types of Shakya rasa, traces of vatsala and dasya are present, which was the Surit and the Shakya. Surit older than Krishna, and Saka younger than Krishna. So they'll have traces of it. You know, like we saw in the forest that when the Dasya rasa, when they get up to the point of raga, then it'll start to have traces of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way as certain points that friendship has traces of the servitorship or traces of vatsalya. You know, because there's always a sandhi. It always has to be. This will be explained in verse 22. Vatsalya ganti sakyastu kinchit te vaya sadika. In these sarit shakas, there is sakya with a tinge of vatsalya. And verse 30 explains that the younger friends show a tinge of priti rasa, dasya. Kanista kalpa shakyena sambandha priti gantina. Though the vibhava in this verse is the forearm form, there is still sakya for friendly love, because that form does not seem unusual to the Pandavas from their constantly seeing it. Thus in the Gita, Arjuna says, I wish to see you wearing a crown, holding a club and chakra, a thousand-armed one, form of the universe, appear with that four-armed form. Bhagavad Gita 11:26. Even with four arms, Krishna is still considered to be situated in his human form. This is understood from verses such as following, right? Because he's still performing human pastimes. My dear Maharaj Yudhishthira, all of you, the Pandavas, are extremely fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, lives in your palace just like a human being. Great sentient persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit his house. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:10:28. The friends will be described in verse 8 as having similar form, cloth, qualities as the Lord, but they do not have four arms as the Lord does. So they're not in these regions, they're not manifesting forms. He may manifest, but they don't. But in Vaikuntha, then everybody has four arms. It's just a standard issue. The qualities of the Lord in Prayo Bhakti Rasa are dressing attractively, possessing all good qualities, being best of the strong, being knowledgeable of many languages, being talkative, fully knowledgeable of all branches of learning. quick-witted, skillful, merciful, most courageous, learned in arts, intelligent, tolerant, attractive to all people, prosperous, jovial, and the most prominent among all persons. Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes the different names, forms, paraphernalia, and transcendental qualities evoke fraternal love. For instance, Krishna's nice dress, his strongly built body, the all auspicious symptoms on his body, his knowledge of different languages, his learned teachings in Bhagavad Gita, his uncommon genius in all fields of endeavor, his exhibition of expert knowledge, his mercy, his chivalry, his behavior as a conjugal lover, his intelligence, his forgiveness, his attraction for all kinds of men, his opulence and his happiness all provoke fraternal love. Interesting. In the shloka it says, learned in arts, and Prabhupada says, translation, his behavior as a conjugal lover. Because the 64 arts are mentioned in the Kama Shastra, because it's about engaging the senses.
If this is what Krishna learned in the school.
Yes, yes.
Apparently he didn't learn any science. He just learned arts.
No, they're called arts and sciences. Because the Vedic concepts, when you apply an art, actually, practically, that's science.
Oh.
Science means you apply the art. You know, it's just like when you, like, let's say you learn the music, but you can apply it and actually play it.
Hmm.
That's science.
Oh, okay.
You know, it means, you know, so it's like you know the raga, you've learned it, now you can play raga and just, you know, interpret as you go. That's science.
It's not like a lab with all the...
No. Yeah, you don't have all that. You don't have, but they do learn, like, you know, the, what do you call it, you know, the meteorology and all those. These are all, you know, so you can tell, because it's, you can tell in different seasons, like in November, December, in that month, I think the month after Kartik.
Yeah.
Like that, before it gets cold, you see sometimes have these big clouds in the sky. And so it's said if they look like aquatics, you know, they got that puffiness and look like aquatics and all that, then that means there'll be a very good rainy season, the next, you know, coming up, rainy season. But if they don't, then that means there'll be less rain.
Dry.
Yeah, so you can tell, so by the meteorology, you're telling all kinds of things. You're not just going to figure out if it rains or not.
Mm-hmm. Also the hue on the moon.
Hmm, yeah.
What color is that? A lot of things.
Mm.
I think it's in Agni Puran. I just skipped that part.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's so many things you can tell. That you can see what's going to happen. But, you know, that would be, you know, they're all part of the, you know, the nimitta, you know, omens and stuff like that. So you can tell. So when you, can apply that, you understand it where, in other words, where you understand where you can apply it, then that's, you know, the science. If you can't, you just, that's the art.
I see.
But, you know, there's also the aspect in language, how you say it, it's the art of using it. That means you know the science. And then, so, let's say how you say it. You're learning the science from the art. You know, when you start learning, you're just learning the art.
Right.
You know, to get to the science. And once you know the science, now you can spontaneously apply the art. Does that make sense?
So it goes one way and then it comes back.
Yes, because it's just like to learn music, I just sit and play scales. I don't actually understand music.
Right.
And so then so you give an exercise or you move through the notes that would be used in the raga, so the teacher just gives, these are the things. But then when you actually understand the raga, now you can play the notes, you know, naturally, without having to play what's specifically there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It
means you will, within that context, because there, the teacher writes down, let's say, a passage, but that's one of, you know, so hundreds or thousands of ways you could present that raga. So you learn that, but when you catch it, how that works, and so then you know, let's say you understand the science, you could play 10 different interpretations of the raga. Someone else could play 100, someone else could play 1,000. You know, so then when you apply it, then that the application, that point, that will be your art again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah. Now it's coming from the science. Well, before you were going through the art to get to the science. So a lot of times people don't get to the science. That's how you tell the difference in someone. Is you can say they're an artist, but do they know the science? Like Picasso, he knew the science. So even though he's painting really strange things, it is so balanced, it's art. But if other people try to do that, it's just trash.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the things you have, those who naturally do something. It's just like, let us say, you know, like you've been with some of the, you know, our big leading, you know, kirtaniers and all that. And so one time at the festival, everyone's there, brahmacharis are all fired up, and they'll sing in a certain way, and they'll do something that they generally don't do. Or they'll dance in a certain way that they generally don't see them do. Right? So, and it was very ecstatic kirtan and everything, and, you know, those who are around them all the time will, you know, appreciate that it's another variety of, you know, how amazing it was. Now, the local brahmacharis will pick that up and now copy it for the last 10 years. And they won't change it at all because they don't know what they're doing. But that particular person who did that may have used that 3 or 4 times in the last, you know, 20, 30 years. So that's the difference. The one has caught the art side of it but not understand the science. The other is that because they know the science, they're applying it. You know, it's just like we say Hari Nam. It's just, yeah, you get some instruments, go out on the street and sing, you know, like that. But then those who understand the science, it's just like a thing, you know, Sri Prahlad and Dhanura, they wrote a book on going out on Hari Nam. It's kind of like, what do you mean, you know, get everybody, get the instruments, we'll pile into a van, drive someplace, get out of the van and start kirtan. They have a book. But all the different aspects that are there, consideration, and who's there, who's involved, and what the people are, the place, the mood.
What to wear.
Yeah, what to wear. All these different things.
How to dance.
Yeah, they wrote a book.
Which flags to use. Not look at the shops.
No, there's when you go by the shops, all the ladies should not stop and then do their hair and fix everything. You know, it means they should make it... It shouldn't be so obvious. You know, just be more subtle about it. Don't do it all at once.
When I do that, the back, there's some discounts.
That's another thing. You have to be practical. You know, you have to, you know, it's not that you're not observant when you are around, but it's just, you know. Yeah, so when you get back and that, and they get into the van, somebody do, I'll meet you back. They go out and get the discounts. Because you want to get there before the other girls are going to go back and go there after lunch in the afternoon. So, yeah. Yes.
So, just to clarify this point, that the educational processes starts from art point and then goes into science and then comes back as a spontaneous practice of art.
Yes.
Is that how it's...
Yeah, basically. But what you're doing is you're teaching the science itself,
right,
but through art. Then, so it's not that it's teaching art on its own. You're teaching the science, but through the art element, because you're going to use it through the art element. But in the beginning, it's going to be by rote, and then at the end, it's going to be spontaneous. That's the interesting thing, is that, like the Vedic arts, or like the music, you learn everything by rote. You sit there for hours and do scales and this and that, you know, already... little bits of musical presentation. Like they still have little bits of, you know, from this rag that, you know, how you say, Aladdin Khan wrote, and, you know, or different people wrote. And so everybody in that line, they practice those.
Vandishiva?
Maybe. Yeah. There's some little thing. It's just a little melody that they put together.
Yeah. Blandish, they call.
Okay. Yeah.
Identify the rag.
Yeah, and then you have that little bit, and then that. But when you go, they'll do so much more. So you're learning the science through the art. Then you know the science, you can apply the art. But you'll see a lot of times the moderns, they just use the artist. It's about the feeling and this, and you ask them a question, they don't know, they get upset. You know, how can you say you're ruining the mood and like this and that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's hence the term artsy fartsy.
Some people say you have to learn to follow the rules so that you can know how to break them.
Yeah, because if you don't know, so that's the thing, is that through that road you end up with the spontaneous. You also see in the West in jazz, they all technically know music very well, and they also play like anything, and then they can spontaneously do. But there's this idea, no, I want to be spontaneous, so I'll just start with spontaneity, you know. And so, yeah, that's the guy in the garage next door whose son makes too much noise. And
it's interesting because in classical music you can't do that. In jazz you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're not learning as much. The focus is not on the science of music in the way of interpretation as the science of music just so you know, can play what the composer wrote.
The composer wrote.
You know that, okay, this is this particular thing, and so you're doing it nicely. And, you know, depending upon the teacher you learn from, then they'll maybe give some nuances to bring out some uniqueness, or, you know, how they use the bow, or how they'll, you know, move it through, or different things.
So can you say that classical is something, jazz is
drum? Oh, actually, that's Western. The Western. Yes, you could. But the point is they both have the same beginning. So that's the whole point, is that the training is exactly the same. But you have you understand what the ultimate goal is different. So the same with us. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti is what everybody does. But because we know the goal is spontaneous raganuga, therefore when it comes up naturally, it comes up. But to say that no, we're going to practice a raganuga, you know, sadhana as such, you know, that has an external form that's separate from vaidhi, that doesn't exist. It's not there. No one talks about it. It means people talk about it, but it's not the acharyas don't mention it. They only mention the mood. So in other words, you have to be aware that you don't get into it, become too fixed. You know, like the classical musicians, they can't adjust anything. You know, you see like I've seen guys that are, they know the music so well that they can then, you know, you take, let's say a piece that's played for the whole orchestra, but then they can play it on, let's say, one instrument, like a harp or a pipe organ. And when you hear it, it's the full thing. So they have to know the science to be able to do that. Because most people can't. They can just, you know, they're second chair violin, that's what they can do. They can't do something else. And here's people that know that, and they could take that and play it on their instrument, the whole thing. So you do have it, but it's still more rigid within its form. It's a natural. So I'm sure it's also Vaikuntha, which is still has that form like the Vaidhi, it says on reverence, but still it'll have a spontaneity to it. But it's based on Shastra. That's what makes the difference between the spontaneity and the Vaikuntha spontaneity. Is Vaikuntha, it's based on the emotions following the rag, means the elements of rasa, it's following that. What makes it work? You know, it's just like when you're cooking, you're trying to work out a preparation, then you saw the preparation, you tasted it, you go back, you want to cook it yourself, then you start cooking it, and then you put it together how you feel it would be put together. But then, as the taste is there, you see, oh, we need to put more of this or less of this or do more of this or that. And so you're following the path of taste. That's the spontaneous path of Vraj. And you see is that it's following the rules. The rules come from that taste. But it's just a matter of, are rules first or are the tastes first? But the point is you know that you know all that thing, because you see is that when those personalities come here, they write books on showing the science. Like Nectar Devotee, it's the science of, you know, bhakti. But it's just that they just use it. They don't have to, you know, specifically articulate it, each thing. While Vaikuntha is all about, oh, the Lord's doing this, and isn't that glorious, and now we're going to do this. And, you know, it's a whole, you know, he's on this asan, and now he's finishing. Now we're going to the next, you know, so therefore then this is going. And then he gets to the next, and then, you know, because of that, then all the things from the previous one are you know, removed, and now the next asan is... Does that make sense? So it's very, very, you know, it's like announced and then, you know, it's done. And, right? So it's just a little different from Ramses, where he was, let it be written, let it be done. This is, let it be spoken, let it be done. Okay. Yes.
Like in the modern context, when they say education, it's like from the data of the daily life, you need to derive a principle, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be the science.
Right.
But they're never deriving a principle conclusively.
Yes.
They keep on increasing the number of principles, which is itself another data.
Yes.
So from the art, never the science comes. And then after the science, then they have to apply, as, which should become a value, which ultimately, because there is no science, there is no value.
Yeah, because very difficult. Susi is rare. There are some people that can do. But otherwise, they're the ones that stand out and all that. You know, it's like in any field, you know, it's like in Western music, like classical, you have a few names in a particular instrument or music. You have a few names. But there's you know, probably hundreds of thousands of people, not millions in that field. You know, and many will be very good. You know, it's like how many philharmonics are there on the planet? But of all those, how many people do you hear of?
Most of them are Israel.
Yes, of course.
I mean, you have people on the street, you know, with the Russians who come, they're all virtuosos, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't have a job. You see them on the street in Tel Aviv, like with a quartet, it's like, what is this, man? These guys are professionals. Yeah. I think every time in Israel there's a phenomenal orchestra.
Every corner. Yeah, that's far.
They don't know the art of making money.
Yes, yes. They don't know that. Yeah. Yeah, because generally speaking, they're shudras, so they have to work for a Brahmin, for the director or whatever like that, and then he takes care of them. So. Okay, then. Okay, 338. Right? His friends, Ashraya, those whose form, qualities, and dress are similar to Krishna's, who are not restricted like the dasas because they are endowed with deep trust and familiarity, Vishrambha, in relation to the Lord, are known as Vayasya, or friends. Srila Jiva Goswami. Samyag Ayan Trita means that, unlike the dasas, they are devoid of restrictions in their feelings. This is because they have Vishrambha, familiarity with the Lord. Vishrambha will be explained in verse 106 as intensely deep trust in and familiarity with the Lord with no restriction. So here, this is what we're talking about before. It's like Jiva Goswami's here. We're on 8, and he's already quoting 106 to make it clear. Mm. And then in 106, he might refer to 8. Mm. So we should be doing the same kind of thing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like before, it's mentioning something about the different, you know, this verse and that. So we should be bringing that up. 339. This is expressed in the following verse. I offer my respects to the friends of Krishna who serve him with deep trust, without restriction, without fear, while thinking he is their equal. Right? Trust, they just know the friendship is there, that's the way it's going to be. You can always depend upon it. You know, the others have that, he's the Lord, and that they have that faith. But this has that trust that it's, you know, you're the same. You do the same stuff. You'll do for him, he'll do for you, and that like that. 3310. There are two types of friends, those in the city and those in Braja. 3.3.11, because you're talking about city, because Vaikuntha is known as the planet. Right? But Dwarka, Mathura, Indraprastha, Ayodhya, the cities.
Cities.
Are known as cities. Right? So, the origin of the city-state. Right? You know, Vaikuntha is just a planet. You don't think of it as a city, because if you have a city, that means you have the country. Yeah. So the country is Raj. In Vaikuntha, you don't have city or country. You just have Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha region.
Yeah, it's just a region. Like that.
And Braj is comprised of mountain forests, also villages, Nandagaon, Roshana.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's got everything. It has the river, it's got lakes. Yes, yeah, so all the different varieties. Because you see in the creation, Man is talking about is that, when, you know, in the creation, then you have the, you know, the mountainous regions, you have the valleys, you have the water, you have all these different the places. So the best of all that will be there in Braj, because this is the source of that. And then it comes out here and becomes separated. So it's just one taste. You know, it's just like in Braj, you'll have the winter. Winter means you put on a chadar, you know, eating hot things or specific things is nice. Making a fire instead of using chamaras is nice and fans. You know, so it has its own flavor, you know, like that. But then it's just one of the flavors, like that. But then you have, let's say, people who live up in, like in the Yukon or something. There's only winter.
Idaho, only potatoes.
Yes, Idaho, only potatoes. Yeah, it does. I was actually shocked when I met a devotee that was from Idaho. I said, really, there's people from Idaho? That was only potato. I thought people came from the other surrounding states and came and grew potatoes, and but there were no actual people in Idaho. That illusion was dispelled.
Yesterday I started reading the eighth canto, so you got Gajendra Moksha, right?
Hmm.
There's an entire chapter is just setting the scene. And I'm just amazed. I mean, there are verses that explain every tree, every flower, every kind of birds. Mm. I mean, like dozens and dozens and dozens of everything that's there. Mm. The kind of water, the kind of lake, what you have under the lake, what's outside the lake, what's on the shore. But just to explain, here is Gajendra, and here is a crocodile.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a place! It's like, who lives there?
It's the heavenly planets. That wasn't here, that was on the heavenly planets.
Yeah, and there are many trees and flowers that you see also that are used in Braj. There's the mal tree, there's coviness,
Yeah, so they'll have, it's just a matter of which ones then will be prominent and stuff like that. Yeah, and then here we have the thorn bushes and stuff like that. So. How are we doing? Okay. 3.3.11. Arjuna, Bhimsena, Draupadi, Sridharma, Brahmana. This is another name of Sridharma, Brahmana. Sridharma, Brahmana. Are some of the friends in the city. Srila Prabhupada. The impetus to fraternal love upon seeing the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan is also very natural. For their personal bodily features, their qualities, and their dress are equal to Krishna's. These associates are always happy in their service to Krishna, and they are generally known as vayasyas, or friends of the same age. Or the vayasyas. The vayasyas are fully confident of protection by Krishna. Right, so you see that confident Gaura Priti that has that confidence of the protection, but this goes in and then has that fraternity aspect. The rasa just keeps developing, and then it, at some point it turns into the next. It's, and whose devotion to Krishna is ever fixed. They are fearless and on a level equal with Krishna. They are fearless and on a level equal to with Krishna. They discharge the transcendental loving service, right? Because it has to be an equal level to render that kind of service. Such eternal vayasyas are also found beyond the jurisdiction of Vrindavan in places such as Dwarka and Hastinapur. Except for Vrindavan, all the places of Krishna's pastimes are called Puras, towns. Mathura and Hastinapur, the capital of Kurus, are both Puras. Personalities like Arjuna, Bhima, Draupadi, and Sridharma Brahmana are counted among Krishna's fraternal devotees in Puras. Yeah, that's fine. Puras. Okay. Yeah, because Hastinapur. Okay. 3.3.12. Their friendship. When Krishna arrived in Indraprastha, Yudhishthira, with unsteady mind, immediately smelled his head. Bhima and Arjuna, with hair standing on end, embraced his iron arms. Nakula and Sahadeva fell at his lotus feet with tears in their eyes. In this way, the Pandavas, with hearts agitated with joy, impeded Krishna's entry into the city. Srila Jiva Goswami. In this verse, Bhima and Arjuna should be understood as the examples of Sakyarasa. Sridharma Brahmana and Draupadi are also included in this group. Shlishtau, they were embraced, actually stands for Shlishtavantau, they embraced. According to the rule, Yarta karmana shlisha. The suffix ta is employed to denote an agent as well as the act, and the object after verbs implying motion. After verbs implying motion, after intransitive roots, and after the verbs shlish, to embrace. Panini 3.4.72. Just in case you not quite sure on that. The iron arms and lotus feet should be understood to belong to Krishna, not to Bhima, Arjuna, or their two younger brothers. They are part of the Vishaya, object of love, according to the context. So that's the city slickers. Good?
Well, I want to ask something that it would take some time, but that's Krishna and Manana's relationship. We'll be able to try.
Okay.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Samadhi Tabakhi Ki Jai Nitai Gauru Kriya Ki Jai